Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you get something for free, it's pretty euphoric, right? If you, let's say, even though it's not necessarily for free, let's say you're walking around Costco and they're giving little free food bites and you got to basically eat lunch for free because you hit all the little counters that were giving little food bites, you feel kind of good. You got something for free. If you gamble and you win something, good hand on blackjack, black 17 on roulette, you feel kind of good. If you get a 2-for-1 coupon where you got two burgers for the price of one, you feel good. And our psyche loves getting something for nothing. It is extremely euphoric, which is why gamblers can become addicted, certain shoppers become addicted, why sales and these online ads know how to play with you and tempt you. In fact, you might, I don't know if you've noticed this, but now while you're shopping, they even give you a code. It's for you to save money at the end. You're like, why would they do that if they can make more money? Because they want you having that euphoria where you go, wow, because I went to that site, I feel good when I go to that site. And then you come back. So when there's opportunity, humans are going to jump on that. Well, one opportunity that humans are now jumping on is lack of legal ramifications for something for free. And even though the laws exist, many people are able to get away with it. And what we saw this weekend was a California Nordstrom got ransacked by a huge flash mob that did a smash and grab of close to $100,000 in goods taken. Handbags, clothes, a whole variety of items. And the Los Angeles Police Department said this happened at about 4 p.m. on Saturday. And video captured this. This was in, I think it was Topanga Canyon. I used to live near there. A pretty nice area. No, then you know what? I didn't live in that area. I couldn't afford it. But I remember driving. It's in the valley. There's a Topanga Canyon exit, and there's a mall near there. And I believe that's where it happened. But there was 30 to 50 people wearing sweatshirts with hoods to cover their heads, maybe some of them also masked. They went into the department store. They rushed the front entrance, scooped up whatever they had, tripped on racks, and fled, stealing close to $100,000 in merchandise. Fox 11 Los Angeles reported that police said the mall was not evacuated. One man was sprayed with a bear repellent. Not sure what happened with that, but he was treated by paramedics. But this was the second flash mob to take place in L.A. County within the past week. On August 8th, there was thieves who was, I think, they were in a Yves St. Laurent store, I think, in Glendale, California. They stole $300,000 worth of merchandise. There were vehicles nearby. It was organized. It was planned. And so, what happens? Now, this happened at a Nordstrom at Topanga Mall. Nordstrom is a high-end store. It's a nice store, but sometimes too rich for my blood. Some of the stuff's pretty expensive. But they knew what they were doing. They went into stores. Now, mind you, stores of all sort of price points have been robbed. If somebody wants to grab something, they grab it. We've seen people go to the makeup counter or the makeup aisle in Walgreens, grab the makeup, and walk right out. Sadly, it could be in any place. But for these flash mobs, it looks like they're looking for high-end things they could then sell online. And so what happens to them? Now, I believe the mayor said the Los Angeles Police Department is going to continue to not only find those responsible for the incident, but prevent these attacks on retailers from happening in the future. Well, we've been hearing back and forth, defund the police, but then, oh no, we're on it. And so if the criminals aren't stopped and they're not put away, they keep doing it again. And again, the euphoria that they must be getting away with something like this, it's more lucrative than a job. It's a shame, because if they used 1/100th of that savvy, they could probably do really, really well in the labor sector. But for them to be able to get a group of people, have them go in all directions, run, grab, because they know that the average person is not going to do much, especially when there's a bunch. When a single person is robbing, there's been good Samaritans stopping them, which has been kind of cool. But when you have a bunch of people and you don't know if they have guns, the average person probably is like, you know what, let's just get out of their way. In fact, I told you, I was at a Home Depot and I had bought something and then I needed to go to the bathroom. So they asked if I wanted a receipt. I go, yeah, so nobody thinks I stole it. And they go, thank you for that, because, you know, people have been stealing all day long. And I go, all day? You mean this happens all the time? Yeah. People have been grabbing things, hammers, nuts, things. They just walk right by the front. Not a care in the world. Maybe they do eventually get caught and we don't know about it. But if the police are so overwhelmed and they're underfunded and they're understaffed, the guy stealing the hammer is probably going to get away with it. And when people know that, when they know that they could get away with crime and no one's going to do anything about it, then they're going to continue it. And why would any mall then be, how would any retail stay open? Well, insurance is at some point not going to insure them for theft. So then they're just going to have to do online. But we're getting to a point where being near the public is dangerous or it puts you at a loss. And that's not what we want. We want people to want to be around the public. Look at the Iowa State Fair. That looked like a pretty cool event. We want the public to feel safe being around other, you know, the public. But if a company's like, I can't sell because there's, you know, people who are going to steal, then you don't have a mall anymore. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was playing bingo. I take my friend's mom. Sometimes I take my mom also. Meet some friends there to play bingo. And every now and then, I win, but most of the time I don't. All right? But everybody has a good time. They give you a couple drinks or Shirley Temples, I get, for, you know, the older folk. And, yeah, if I can make them happy and entertain them for an hour, plus they think the rule is if my machine wins, everybody splits. If their stuff wins, they keep it all. So it's kind of a win-win if one of us hits. So everybody's happy, whatever. Well, every now and then somebody wins. Well, everybody, in fact, with each game, somebody wins bingo. And you might have somebody go bingo, and that's all they say. They raise their hand. The person comes over to verify it, the worker, and then they pay them. if they verify it. But sometimes you have a little bit of a celebration. So the family will be like, yay. And I will always turn to them and go, yay, congratulations. Because I think it's a nice thing to do. I think it's nice to show some love. Because the average person in the bingo parlor is screaming or cussing and under the breath, you know, calling them names. And there's a lot of hate when you win. So it's really nice when other people smile at you and say hi. Congratulations. Well, yesterday, there was this group who was kind of being obnoxious. And they were being over loud. Now, maybe they were drunk. Because you do get a couple free drinks. And sometimes you can even get more free drinks. And they were actually screaming and really being obnoxious. And they won twice. So first time I was like, congratulations, whatever. But they didn't even acknowledge my congratulations to them. They were just, you know. And I was like, okay, something's up. I don't know if they're really that happy, but I think they just want to make noise. And then when they won again, it was really awful. And it was because you have old people that were just people that really hear the screaming. They were really loud, really obnoxious. It happens, but luckily they get paid quickly. The game goes on. They were also loud and talking the whole time, so you couldn't get the numbers. It happens. And I'm not one of those people that like to, you know, fix the quiet person. You know, I'll usually, sometimes what I'll do is I'll take the momentum and I'll bring in the topic and then I'll change it and then maybe to kind of curtail it. But with these people, there was no talking to them. They were just being rude and obnoxious. And, you know, we've had situations where you have jerks that are really being obnoxious and really being rude. But then you have other individuals who are really being nice, but because people have been so tainted by jerks, they try to shut down the nice people. So I guess on a plane, this might have been a week or two ago, a Christian pastor sang songs to passengers. And this had some mixed reactions, and I see both sides. I love gospel music. I love religious music. And if somebody wants to entertain, I think it's a beautiful thing. However, if some people were trying to sleep, if some people were trying to watch their movie, be in their own world, they got a little annoyed. And so I guess the pastor said he was taking over. Jesus is taking over or something like that. This was 30,000 feet in the air. And, they said, we are taking this flight over for Jesus. And it's a video and people were singing and people were videotaping. And it looked like the majority of plane thought it was really nice and really cool. And I got to be honest, you know, seeing how religion has been started to be pushed by the wayside and, you know, considering all the type of dirty words and crap you hear now in music, kind of nice to hear a song that doesn't have bad words in it and bad things. But you saw some individuals there kind of, you know, annoyed. And so I guess there was a big debate on whether the people who were annoyed were jerks or the pastor who decided to take over a plane mid-flight and sing songs was inappropriate. And that's not really for us to debate. There's bigger fish to fry. There's other things to talk about. But it's something that I think starts to open up discussions that people, I guess, want to criticize that might not be the criticism of the day. So this started to bring up critiques about religion. And it started to bring up critiques about, look, you do what you do on your own time, your own business. Let me do me, you do you, and just don't get into my space and I won't get into yours. And you have a big movement of people who might be pro-religion, pro-LGBTQ, pro a lot of things, but they just don't want it in their face. And, you know, I'm mixed on that. I see the argument both sides. I see, like, for example, when you look at the LGBTQ A+ community with Pride, All right, I understand pride. I think the rainbow is beautiful. I understand these were individuals who had to go through life hiding it, bullied, suffer in a lot of pain, and now they get to actually feel like they're in a world or a country with freedom. I get that. And I like Pride Month. Honestly, I think, you know, I think we all should enjoy our freedom 365 days a year. But when it comes to, you know, in terms of in people's face or entertainment or that, we have a growing request to not always have to have it in their face. And I don't know if society is going to figure out how to do that. So I see a lot of commercials where you have heterosexual couples, same-sex couples, whatever. It's fine. Nice. Showing it's representing everybody. But some individuals look at that as, I'd like to get through a commercial without having to be reminded that there's individuals that are, I guess, not of the same mind as I. And I, you know, I agree that there shouldn't be public. I don't like it when I see, like, two students making out. I don't care if they're heterosexual, homosexual, LGBTQ, straight. I don't care. But, you know, don't be making out in class. Don't be making out in the hall. You know, that's kind of private. Some of us really don't want to see that. But then again, is it a free country where if you want to have sex, you know, and feel people up in the hallway, you should be able to do that. And I don't know if society knows where to go with that. I don't know if they, you know, if you have a pastor that wants to sing songs and bring the Lord to people, he's not hurting anybody. You know, is that a beautiful thing? Or is it disrupting people's quiet time? And there might be individuals that just don't want to hear songs about the Lord. And they want their quiet time. They want to fall asleep. And so there's this back and forth. In fact, you know, I think there was a lawsuit against Southwest Airlines, not for this. But a judge has ordered Southwest lawyers to take religious liberty classes with a conservative Christian legal group after they, I think Southwest fired a flight attendant for their social media posts. There was a, Charlene Carter was a flight attendant. She sued over her termination and won. She had been on the job for over 20 years, but she got fired when she posted a series of social media messages slamming the flight attendant union boss for attending anti-Trump pro-abortion women's march in Washington, D.C. who are despicable in so many ways. She took her case to arbitration after she was fired, but then she filed a lawsuit and has been awarded $5.1 million by a Dallas jury. I guess a judge lowered the award to $800,000, and the airline and the union are appealing the verdict. But we also have in society, do you have free speech where you could post what you want online and how you feel without getting fired? You know, even if it's anti your boss or anti your job? Or if you do speak out against your boss and your job, you could get fired. We've been progressing so quickly that we just really don't know how to handle these issues. You know, I think everybody has a right and freedom of speech, you know, but if somebody wants to attend a rally, what about their freedom of speech? So, you know, we're still so far behind the curve on how to figure out how to move forward with things. And it's a shame because I think there's more drama than there needs to be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Dina Criswell, toured the devastation in Maui and said she was shocked by what she saw. It looked like an apocalyptic movie. The attorney for Hunter Biden says a five-year investigation has shown no evidence that President Biden was involved in any of his son's business dealings. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law a bill which attempts to hold firearm manufacturers accountable for gun violence. Eight people are injured after a mass shooting in downtown Memphis. Police say it happened around 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning. The victims between the ages of 19 and 54. Six former Mississippi law officers who tortured two men will plead guilty to state-level charges for that racist assault. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So millions of children are not going to school, or they're calling out, skipping it, leaving early, not showing up. And this is frightening. When you look at the map on which states versus other, maybe more of a blue state trend than red state, but it's all over. Kids aren't going to school. And when I read to you some of these numbers, you're going to be like, whoa. Now, when I grew up, you didn't go to school, you got a whooping. If you didn't go to school, my parents said, the state's going to take you away. You'll get in trouble. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll get to go to another family. I mean, I was, but I loved school. I couldn't stand being home, so I couldn't wait to get to school. So for me, I'm like, I just loved school. But a lot of these kids hate school. A lot of the parents are hating school. So when you put those two together, and you also don't really have a society that is putting education the primary focus of these kids, what do you expect? So what's happening? What's going on with some of these kids? Okay, well, one, all right, could be that they're getting bullied. They go to school, they're getting beat up, they're getting bullied, their teacher is mean, the kids are mean, they feel safer at home. And they tell their parents, or they have anxiety, or they have depression. And the parents, you know, are like, I don't know what to do. It's easier to keep you home since the school is not available or easy to help rectify this. You know, remember pre-pandemic, it was all about, okay, we're going to fight bullying, have the kids talk to us, we're going to walk them through this, we're going to give them safe spaces. These schools are understaffed. So many parents are telling me when they try to talk to the school, no help. Not necessarily the school's fault. They're doing the best they can being understaffed, but yeah. Number two is parents are home. Okay, if my parents were both working, I was not allowed to be home, even sick, because they'd have to take off work, right? I mean, it was a pain in the butt if your kid couldn't go to school because you had to work. Well, now that a lot of parents are working from home, not a big deal. You got to call out, no big deal. So you're not having the parents push, get your butt to school. They're home. So they're like, you know what? Fine, just stay home. There's transportation issues. Sometimes there could be money issues. Sometimes there's a big thing also, crime. You know, many parents are still freaked out, and I don't blame them, about some of the school shootings. And if we're being told that the schools are understaffed, well then, is there enough staff, enough security to handle a shooter? A lot of parents are like, forget it. A lot of concern over the vaccines. And I told you guys this. I called it day one, where I'm like, parents are going to rip their kids out of school if they have to vaccinate for COVID. Because many parents, or they'll even not, they'll start to be less enthusiastic about the regular pediatric vaccine regimen. Because they're like, well, wait a second, if the COVID vaccine could be an issue, why am I giving my kid all these other vaccines? So I think you do have a lot of kids that aren't in school because the parents don't want to do the vaccines. Also, there's some parents that might be pro-vaccine, they just can't get to the doctor. If it takes months to get in with a medical provider to get vaccines, and you can't get your kid vaccinated, the school's like, well, we can't take your kid. They're like, fine. But the big thing with this study is the absenteeism. They're saying over a quarter of students missed at least 10% of the 2021 school year. That number was only 15% prior. So is it because of COVID? Are they getting sick, or is it because, look, you know, my parents are saying they don't want to go to work. Why should I go to work? Why should I go to school? If my parents can get out of going to work, why do I have to go to school? And also, many kids have picked up on the teachers' attitudes. I love teachers, and I think teachers are overworked and underpaid. But I got to tell you, that was a mess. When you saw teachers dancing and making videos dancing and saying they don't want to go back to school because they're going to be at risk, they don't want to go back to work. So if the kids are feeling that the teachers don't want to be there, they don't want to be there. See, now, rather than it being an absolute where you just have to go to school, that's just the law. Well, no, there's workarounds. You could do online. If you miss school, you could do the class online. I told you I had kids in college where the teachers, this is post-COVID, post-emergency pandemic measures gone. Teachers are still just uploading the lecture and taking off. Where's the teacher? They're getting paid full-time salary, and they're not on campus. Come on. So with this attitude, it is no wonder. So what states are having some of the highest absenteeism? Alaska, get this. 48.6% of students were chronically absent in the 2021-2022 school year. Now, could it have also been weather? Could it have also been the daylight? Because, you know, summer, you have a three-month vacation. Christmas time, there's only a two-week vacation. So during the dark times of the year, and they're supposed to be in school, that's kind of, you know, so maybe weather had to do with it. But I live in Nevada. Nevada, 36%. Now, we don't have bad winters. 36% of students were chronically absent last year. The 21 to 22 year. As opposed to prior to that, 18.8%. So almost double the students. California, 30% chronically absent. New Mexico, 40% chronically absent. Florida, 32% chronically absent. New York, 32% chronically absent. 38.5% in Michigan. We don't have data on Minnesota. Illinois, almost 30% chronically absent. All right, what's that doing to the education? What is that doing to kids being able to later want to go to work? Are these kids actually sick? Do we have an issue where these kids are really sick? Maybe long COVID. Some parents are citing my kid as anxiety and depression. Well, with anxiety and depression, we can get these kids treated. If they can't go to school, how are they going to go to a job? They're not learning. If the kids aren't going to school, they're not learning. And I get there's also a lot of debate on what's being taught. If the parents are thinking that the kids are just being taught about sex and politics, the parents are going to be less likely wanting the kids to go to school. Now, this whole school day isn't about sex and politics. That's what gets headlines. You know, it's about math and reading and all that. But what parents are perceiving is that between the sex and the politics, the kids are coming home confused. So maybe the parents are like, my kid's not learning what they need to learn anyway. This way, at least I could see what they're learning, and then I could be there and give my two cents or guide them or whatever. So kids go to school not only to learn the basics, but to work on their communication, to grow, to mature, to exercise, to eat. They're getting nutritionally balanced meals at school. I know we're thinking back to our Sloppy Joe days, but they actually have upped the nutrition guidelines. So some kids, that's where they get their food. That's where they get nurturing if the parents aren't there. Or, you know, there's a lot kids get at school. But now that we're having all this mixed emotions about what the school offers, what's mandated to go to school, what the schools are teaching, the safety, it's no shock that kids aren't going and parents aren't pushing it. That's going to be a problem later. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have an update coming out of Hawaii. Governor Josh Green is warning that 10 to 20 more Maui wildfire victims are being found each day, as 3% of the search area has been, I guess, scoured. There are 1,300 people still missing, number rising. So the governor, Hawaii Governor Josh Green, has warned that there could be hundreds more Lahaina wildfire victims. He expects the search teams are going to find at least 10 to 20 bodies a day during an operation that could last around 10 days. The death toll is now at about 96, but they say they've only been able to cover 3% of the search area. You know what, though? That was, though, Saturday. I think they've done more since then. As of yesterday, though, 1,300 people were still missing. They say many of the remains are so badly burned that families have been invited to provide DNA swabs, which could help identify the victims. Horrible. Authorities have created the Maui County Family Assistance Center to help collect samples. So Governor Green said there are more fatalities that will come. The fire was so hot that what we find is the tragic finding that you would imagine. It's hard to recognize anybody, but they're able to determine if somebody did perish. So the governor's a doctor, so he has also been treating survivors. And he's been to Lahaina twice. He said there's nothing to see except full devastation. The buildings are almost non-existent. There is, I believe, I mean, if it provides some sort of hope, there was a church that survived, I believe in Lahaina. And it was a Catholic church that had survived the wildfire blaze. It's just, wow. Mind-boggling. Beautiful. Beautiful church. You see charred city all around it. You see homes completely burned down. You see smoke. But when they pan to the church, thank God it's still okay. Now, and there are some homes next to it. But wow, this is the Maria Lanakila Catholic Church. And it's fascinating to see that, but sadly, a lot of rebuilding. There's multiple funds that are out there, and I'll post. You know, I've been recommending Red Cross because they know how to deal with disasters and all that. But there are multiple churches, multiple temples, multiple groups that are raising money to help. And that's okay. I know some of you are like, who are these people and how are they? And there's a lot of local charities that want to help and they need funds to help. And I get that there's a lot even the smaller charities could do. Definitely do your research. You know, but when we see that there's some of the local churches and local temples and synagogues and mosques, you know, trying to help, I do like to support them as well. And I understand that there could be a lot of scams with individuals saying we're collecting money. And you're like, well, how much of it is actually going there? You know, one of the things I like to donate is blood, because obviously the survivors need blood. You're now having a good part of the island not donate, who regularly donated. So at least with blood, if you don't have money to donate and you're worried about somebody scamming the money, if you donate blood, you really can't scam that. That's blood. And they could use blood. If you could host a blood drive, that'd be fantastic. We got National Blood Donation Week. Can't come soon enough. But for any of you who could donate blood, they need blood over there. That's fantastic. I also like to donate actual things that they need, like clothes and canned foods. And I understand during a lot of storms and other issues, the places didn't want it because they didn't know what they could do with it. A lot of the local churches can give that out. So those that are able to be open, they're passing out clothes and things. And it's, you know, I mean, please clean them. Please make sure they don't have any, you know, bed bugs or lice or things like that. But I think they can use all of that. Oprah went and bought pillows and I think blankets and soap and all that. Oprah, there's been a little bit of drama with, not her fault, just the media started going after the rich who were there, that where are they? Are they helping? And so Oprah, obviously it's hard to get a headline because it has to be all about the fires, but she was able to let Daily Mail know and other places know she's there helping. But when she tried to bring a camera crew yesterday, they said, no, you can't bring a camera crew. We need to protect the survivors. And even though BBC was there with a camera crew, now people don't want to be on camera. So no camera crew. So Oprah's trying to show that she is there helping because people are like, well, where's Oprah? Where's Oprah? She got hit a lot on social media. She actually was helping. In fact, she says she's going to donate money. Whatever the city needs, she's going to be there to help. So, Godspeed to her. And I think there are a lot of individuals helping. But it's one of those things where, you know, when you have the trolls and the people bad-mouthing and criticizing you, you know, you're trying to bring in cameras and it's a mess. Just, you know, everybody just back off. okay? Assuming that there are people not helping, you know, is kind of a big assumption. And maybe you're right, some people aren't, but, you know, there has to be other priorities than a celebrity trying to get into those headlines to say, I'm here. So don't be losing the focus by going after celebrities when we really need all hands on deck and money and help going there. There's a spreadsheet by a Maui resident, Ellie Erickson. I posted this on my Facebook. There's been 4,000 names on that listed as found, thank God. But there are multiple others. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But it really is as bad as it looks. What you're seeing is... a huge tourist spot, you know, and I know there's a lot of finger pointing and a lot of discussions on what went wrong. It sounds like the sirens didn't go off and you're supposed to have these sirens. These are things that are to warn residents of tsunamis, and the sirens were not going off. And maybe it's because the power was down because of the fires. You know, what's our backup system when the power goes down? There's only one road, main road, to get to Lahaina. Because it's an island, it's a beautiful island, but it's a small island, so you don't have a lot of highways. So when you don't have that much of roads, how do you get out? Not a lot of infrastructure. You know, when you see the videos of people trying to escape the flames, and they're like, go, 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 and they're stopping, pancaked between two neighborhoods on fire. It's because there's not enough roads, and you have all these people trying to leave. Now, I'm fortunate. I live in Las Vegas, where you have six-lane streets and highways, but it's not like that in Hawaii. Wiki in Honolulu, you know, backed up with traffic. You don't have enough of the island to clear out to make roads. And so, sadly, the evacuation efforts were bad. People died in their cars. Something's got to change. There has to be new infrastructure, and I get the tourists descended on these islands. They tried to build as much. The locals need places to live. They need to support the tourism industry. There needs to, but some of the land is not, you know, supposed to be taken down to live on. They're trying to preserve the beautiful island. They're just not, the infrastructure was not in place. And when cell towers went down, they couldn't send emergency notifications to people. And again, you see this big push to get rid of AM radio. Well, AM radio can luckily last through some pretty big disasters. And maybe we need to make sure that people have access to that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.